RadioSaintPete.com, Dr. Chuck Stevens, Anything Goes, Rock and Roll Party. As promised, this is my interview with Robin McNamara.
Can't you see that I'm all your love? Now, can't you see? Can't you see how much you need some more love, baby? Can't you see? Oh, now, can't you see? Ever since we kissed that night, ever since I held you tight, I just don't want nobody else. So put your lips on mine, leave them there till the morning shines. Lord, don't leave me by myself. Hey, lay a little loving on me.
Lay a little loving on me.
Honey, I don't know that I depend upon it, so lay a little loving on me. Let me hear you now.
Lay a little loving on me.
You gotta get it, baby.
Lay a little loving on me. Honey, I don't know that I depend upon it.
It's not enough for you, babe. I'm saying
every day.
I need the day and every night time too, babe.
Every day.
Oh,
every day.
Don't you know what I've got inside? Love's big time. Love is growing day by day. You're such a pretty child. You're about to drive the wild. Come on, babe, now what you say? Hey, lay a little loving on me.
Lay a little loving on me.
A honey dog on it, I depend upon it. So lay a little loving on me. Let me hear you now.
Lay a little loving on me.
You're gonna want me, babe.
Lay a little loving on me.
All right.
A honey dog on it, I depend upon it. So lay a little loving on me.
Oh, 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 oh. Honey, I want you. Baby, I need you. I love you.
Shoot that,
shoot
it, shoot it,
here with rock and roll legend Robin McNamara, Lay a Little Lovin' on Me, and more. How are you doing these days?
Hey, I'm not dead yet, Chuck.
No, no, neither one of us are.
Yeah, that's a good sign, you know.
Yes, it is. All right, take me back to the beginning. Where did the song Lay a Little Lovin' on Me come from? Did you have it in mind for maybe something on Broadway, something in a movie, or you just wrote it?
No, let me see. Long story short, you know, I went to New York from Boston area where I grew up. I was in bands around the Boston area, and eventually went to New York. And again, long story short, I started auditioning myself for. I picked up the Village Voice and trade papers like that, looking for a singer for this or for that. And I auditioned, and I actually had a six. People I auditioned for, I got four offers, and one of them was from this guy named Mark Allen, and he eventually turned out to be my manager, and he had Tommy James and a few other well-known acts at that time, and he turned me on to Jeff Barry. Now Jeff, as you know, he was the concept with Donnie Kirshner behind the Monkees, Neil Diamond, and the list goes on, the Archies, and anyway, and I at that point in time I had my friend from Emerson College, Jimmy Credicus, in Boston, come down. I called him, Jimmy. I said, I met Jeff Barry, and he wants me to go home and write some music. And I said, come on down. We'll write together. We'll bring him some songs. Jimmy quit college. Just like that, come down on his Norton motorcycle. And he lived with us, my wife and I and my infant son. We started writing songs. And we brought two or three songs into Jeff one day. And we came up with the title, Lay a Little Lovin' on Me, Jimmy and I. And the funny story about that, we started writing it that way. And then Jeff got a little nervous about it. And he said, I don't think we can get away with that title. And I said, why not? I said, Bob Dylan's on the charts with Lay, Lady, Lay. And Jeff says, yeah, but that's Bob Dylan. And he says, people will know Robert McNamara, but they don't know him yet. And I said, okay. So for 2 weeks, the title of that song was actually Take a Little Time to Know Me, Take a Little Time. We changed it. And then after 2 weeks, we all agreed it was, oh, this sucks. You know, this ain't me. We went back to Lay a Little Lovin' on Me. So Jeff says, this is the truth, man. Jeff says to me, and Jimmy, he says, well, if we're going to go in that direction, he says, and he starts banging on the desk. Every time we were writing a song, a lyric, he starts banging out the rhythm to the song we have. And he says, can't you see that I am hung on your love? Uh-huh. And that's the actual word title for the first line. And if you look at the lead sheets, with you know, most of them don't have that on there. They can't you see that I am all for your love or whatever the hell they're saying. But that's how that song came about. That's really how it all came about.
Oh, you went on and did Broadway.
Yeah.
How did that come about?
Well, again, how it came about. But keep in mind, when I called Jimmy up, I had already met Jeff Barry. He was interested, thank God Almighty. Why don't you go down and audition for Hair? And I said, what's Hair? I had no clue. And I went down, I auditioned, and they, as a matter of fact, Jimmy was backing me up, playing the guitar. I sang Summertime, a song I wrote called Beer Drinking Man, something else. And they seemed to like me. They said, you know, we'll call you back. I didn't, you know, I wasn't about Broadway or anything. I was just about writing songs and maybe making something happen as a singer. So it didn't faze me that much. I just left thinking, they said they'll call you back. And whether they did or didn't, I didn't, really didn't care. 2 or 3 weeks later, they called me back. Now this, and to audition again. So I went to audition this time, and they said to me, they said, we want to sign you. And I said, you do? And so I went from the car wash to Broadway.
Wow.
I'm a hairy guy. I'm Harry Newton and
nighty night night.
My hair is a fry. I'm hairy high and low. Don't ask me why.
'Cause he don't know.
It's not for lack of bread. Like the grateful dead.
Darling,
give me a hair with hair. Long beautiful hair. Shining, gleaming, streaming, flaxing, waxing. Give me down to there. Shoulder length longer. Here, baby, there, mama. Everywhere, daddy, daddy. There ain't no words for the beauty, the splendor, the wonder of my hair.
Oh,
show it long as I can grow it, my hair.
I want it long, straight, curly, buzzy, snaggy, shaggy, rags and mats. Only greasy, fleasy, shining, steaming, gleaming, flax and wax. And
knot it, poke it, dot it, twist it, beat it, braid it. Powder, flower, and confetti, wrangle, tangle, strangle,
and spaghetti.
My toga made of long, beautiful, bob, biblical hair. My hair like Jesus wore it. Hallelujah, I adore it. Hallelujah, Mary loved him, son. Why don't my mother love me?
I have a song out called The Prophet and the King. And, you know, you with the Breakfast with the Beatles and everything, you're so knowledgeable about the Beatles. If you, like I said to you earlier, if you think about it, if it were not for Elvis Presley and John Lennon, rock and roll never would have sustained the way it has, or at least taken a whole different direction. When Lennon was growing up in the 50s, he idolized Presley. Also Little Richard and the other American rock and roll, but he loved Presley. And so if it wasn't for Elvis Presley influencing people like John Lennon, the Beatles probably never would have formed the way it had. So I wrote this song called The Prophet and the King, that's the new single.
In 55, we met the rock and roll man. That's all right, Mama was his biggest fan. He's the hound dog boy who said, don't be cruel. Then he shook the earth and began to rule. In 64, we met the poetry son when he held a hand. His work was done. He asked for help to spread peace and love. Imagine the world flying with the dove. Long live the prophet and the king. We love you tender every hard day's night. Long live the prophet and the king. You changed our darkness, you made it light. You made it light. Oh, oh, oh. We won't be lonesome tonight. There's a shining star walking with Mr. Moonlight. A country boy and an English lad who gave the world every single thing they had. Long live the prophet and the king. We love you tender every hard day's night. Long live the prophet and the king. You changed our darkness, you made it light. You made it light. Oh, oh, oh.
Thank you so much. I appreciate all your support, Chuck.
Not a problem. We've been friends for a long time.
We sure.
Got a lot of ideas in the fire.
Yeah, we sure do, brother. I appreciate all your support over the years, Chuck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, brother.
RadioSt.Pete.com, Dr. Chuck Stevens, Anything Goes, Rock and Roll Party. Word of the day today is berserk. And like I said, We're going to be playing stuff from all over. Make sure you tell your friends about it. Tune in here each and every week on RadioCP.com. Right now, we're going live to Grand Funk. We'll be right back. RadioSaintPete.com. Very, very sweet lady. Very, very dynamic performer. Had the pleasure of working with her a couple of times. Most recently, a few weeks ago, here in Clearwater, Florida, the one and only Lita Ford. Let's get a little bit dirtier with the Kinks. RadioStPete.com, Dr. Chuck Stevens, Anything Goes Rock and Roll Party. We're going to go a little obscure on this segment. A lot of people write in saying, hey, we like it when you play the stuff that almost made it to number one, but not quite. This is C-Train.
Deep in the darkest hour of a very heavy week, three Earthmen did confront me, and I could hardly speak. They met me in a hurry, they left me tired and sore, and when I'm fit for wishing, I hope they'll come no more.
RadioSt.Pete.com, Dr. Chuck Stevens, Anything Goes, Rock and Roll Party, Rocky Burnett, Tired of Toad on the Line. We're playing some obscure stuff this segment. If you want to get a hold of me, all you got to do is go to Facebook and like us on Facebook at Dr. Chuck Stevens, Anything Goes, Rock and Roll Party. Tell me your request. Tell me if you've got a birthday, anniversary, or anything else. But make sure you sign in and like the page. I'll definitely get your request on for you as soon as I most possibly can.
I love to sing about the moon and the June and the spring. I love to sing about a sky of blue or a deep or two, anything with a swing or two. And I love you. I love what you. I love what you sing. Oh, here I am, on my knees again. I'll do anything just to make it right. Say you understand, oh, I know you can. Come on, Marianne. Mm-hmm. Don't matter what people say, it didn't happen that way. She was a passing fling, not a burning thing. Say you
RadioSaintPete.com, playing the obscure stuff this segment. This is Fireball.
You are the woman that I've always dreamed of. I knew it from the start. I saw your face and that's the last I've seen of my heart. It's not so much the things you said to me. It's not the things you do. It's how I feel each time you're close to me. It keeps me close to you. I saw your face and that's the last I've seen of my heart. It's not so much your pretty face I see. It's not the clothes you wear. It's more that special way you look at. I saw your face and that's the last I've seen of my heart. I saw your face and that's the last I've seen of my heart.
Dr. Chuck Stevens, Anything Goes Rock and Roll Party. I knew sooner or later someone would write a song about the old doctor here. This is Kiss calling Dr. Love.
You need my love, baby, oh so bad. You're not the only one I've ever had. And if I say I want to set you free, don't you know you'll be a misery. They call.
Oh,
Dr. Chuck Stevens, Anything Goes Rock and Roll Party. It's Berserk Day. You're going to hear anything. I mean, I'm pulling them out of the hat today. Sounds like my friend Howard Hughes. I'll pull them out of the hat today. Now, after this song, I'm going to tell you how you can catch Dr. Chuck Stevens, Anything Goes Rock and Roll Party, live next weekend for St. Patrick's Day.
Long time ago when the earth was green, and there was more kinds of animals than you'd ever seen. They'd run around free when the earth was being born, but the loveliest of them all was the unicorn. There was green alligators and long-necked geese, some Humpty back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn. Now God seen some sinning, and it gave him pain, and he says, stand back, I'm going to make it rain. He says, hey, brother Noah, I'll tell you what to do, build me a floating zoo, and take some of them green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget my unicorn. Old Noah was there to answer the call. He finished up making the ark just as the rain started falling. He marched in the animals two by two, and he called out as they went through, hey Lord, I got you green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but Lord, I'm so forlorn, I just can't see no unicorn. Then Noah looked out through the driving rain. Them unicorns were hiding, playing silly games, kicking and splashing while the rain was pouring. Oh, them silly unicorns. There was green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees. Noah cried, close the door, 'cause the rain is pouring, and we just can't wait for no unicorn. The ark started moving, it drifted with the tides. Them unicorns looked up from the rocks and they cried, and the waters came down and sort of floated them away. And that's why you never seen a unicorn to this very day. You'll see green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, you're never going to see no unicorn.
RadioSt.Pete.com, Dr. Chuck Stevens, Anything Goes, Rock and Roll Party. Well, like I said, do you want to catch us live? We're going to be in O'Malley's next weekend. It's Saturday, March 17, 2018. And we're going to be broadcasting live right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. Come on out. Check us out if you're in the area of Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater, Palm Harbor, and wherever you're at. And if you want to fly in, that's cool too. We're going to be at 9297 Seminole Boulevard in Seminole, Florida. That's O'Malley's performing with us. We'll be Trainwreck, one of the great bands here in the Tampa Bay area. That's Trainwreck. So catch us next weekend right after this show. Next weekend, we're going to be broadcasting live. So it's going to be a great time. I hope you can check it out with all of our friends here at RadioSt.Pete.com.
I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream a while, scheme a while, we're sure to find happiness, and I guess all the
things you've always pined for. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell. Baby, diamond bracelets, Woolworths doesn't sell. Baby, till that lucky day, you know darn well. Baby, I can't give you anything but love.
We've already said
gang. Don't forget to join me next weekend as we broadcast live from O'Malley's. That's out there on Seminole Boulevard, actually 9297 Seminole Boulevard, Seminole, Florida. So if you live in the Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater, Palm Harbor area, and you're listening to this show right now, come on and check us out live. Our special guests are Trainwreck, one of the great bands here in the Tampa Bay area. We will see you next week right here on RadioStPete.com and live from O'Malley's.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What's up?
We're casual.
And you're listening to Dr. Chuck Stevens, and this is the worldwide premiere of Bounce.
Casual. Girl, let me see that booty bounce. Bounce for me, girl, bounce. Bounce for me, just bounce. Bounce for me, check first.
The way you move it, girl, makes me wanna get into you, girl. And I like what you do to me. Cause you's a cutie girl with a big round booty, girl. How did you get in them jeans? Oh,
like it on me, girl. I say you got me hypnotized. Girl, you're so sexy. I really wanna take you home with me. Cause tonight